Hey folks, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is Truth Finder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your online date, give Truth Finder a try. I'm including a special link below with special discount pricing, but you got to click the link and enter EVIL10 at checkout. Now, we're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, but you can cancel at any time. Hi everybody, it's Mike from Profiling Evil, and I'm really excited to announce that we've converted 20 episodes of the Academy series for audio podcast, and they're all available now on your favorite podcast platform. Now, I hope that you'll subscribe so that you get all the notifications when other podcasts are released. And don't forget to check us out on the World Wide Web at ProfilingEvil.com. And folks, if you like YouTube, visit Profiling Evil and make sure you're hitting that like and subscribe button. Now, our purpose in releasing these podcasts is to edutain you. Edutain means we really want to entertain you just enough to be able to teach you a few principles about the criminal justice system, criminal investigations, and profiling. And I think you're going to find these episodes to be useful as you go about your own amateur crime sleuthing. So let's jump into today's discussion after this word from our sponsor. Hey everybody, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is Truth Finder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your next online date, give Truth Finder a try. I'm including a link below with special discount pricing. You got to click the link to get it, and then enter EVIL10 at checkout. We're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, enough to buy a small diet Dr. Pepper, but you can cancel at any time. Thanks for listening today. If ever the words serial killer are mentioned, most often the next word is something like Jack the Ripper or Lizzie Borden. While women serial killers are less likely, there are more than enough of them to go around, but let's take a moment and talk about both cases as part of our study into psychological profiling. Well, hi folks, if you're new to Profiling Evil, welcome aboard. If you're one of my university students or a longtime channel member, welcome back. And thanks for all your support. Hey, I hope you'll take a moment, hit the like and subscribe button. It really does help us and it keeps you informed of what's going on. Now, Jack the Ripper terrorized East London in 1888, and he still ranks among the most prolific serial killers in discussions today. You know, what is it about the fascination people have with serial killers? These disgusting human beings destroyed lives only to fulfill their own deviant fantasies. Ripper was tied to the canonical five, the Whitechapel murders, and other alleged cases where women, primarily sex trade workers, had their throats cut and their bodies eviscerated. During the murders, a person calling himself Jack the Ripper sent a number of notes to police authorities claiming responsibility for the crimes. He was taunting police who couldn't capture him or stop him. Police worked around the clock, and still today, Ripper's identity is unknown. There are many different theories and a few suspects in the case that's kept its grip on pop culture and our imaginations. I mean, more than 100 books, dozens of movies, and an entire macabre tourist industry has benefited from the Ripper crimes. Now, not to be outdone, and just across the pond was Lizzie Borden, an American woman who was tried and acquitted in the axe murders of her father and stepmother in Massachusetts. The crimes she was accused of really don't stand up in comparison to Jack the Ripper, but the case is worthy of exploration nonetheless. Borden's trial received widespread publicity, and Borden herself remained a topic of discussion in American pop culture even today. I mean, heck, we're proof since we're still talking about it, right? She's been the focus of numerous films, theatrical productions, literary works, and even folk crimes. I mean, can't you just hear those words in your head right now? Close your eyes. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Let me play that one more time in someone else's voice. Folks, make sure you listen to Dr. Spencer Chaney as he highlights how GIS can play a role in looking at the Jack the Ripper investigation. And then jump over and read the Psychology Today article titled, Why Kids Kill Parents. It's by Kathleen M. Hyde, and it'll give you a better understanding of this trend called parricide. You might also find Juju Chang's interview with Lyle Menendez to be interesting. He'll be talking about the murder of his parents by him and his brother. So what are your thoughts on this segment? Do you think today's serial killers, people like Jack the Ripper, are a measurement to other people who are budding serial killers? I'm going to be interested in your comments down below. And I hope this segment is helping you better understand predatory behaviors. Well, hey, folks, I'm pausing to share some concerns I have surrounding identity theft and fraud. I've learned a lot from our partner, Aura. They're the pros at protecting people from cyber predators. Aura provides identity theft protection, credit and fraud protection, and online and device security for you and your family. They taught me to think twice before answering those online questionnaires designed to steal our personal information. You know, it must be working because U.S. statistics show that 33% of us have been victimized by identity theft at an annual cost of more than $56 billion each year. Aura protection plans come with around-the-clock support, a money-back guarantee, and a $1 million theft policy. But here's the best part. You can try Aura for free by clicking on this special Profiling Evil link in the description down below. When you do, we get a small commission. But think about it. You insure your car and you insure your house. Don't you think it's time to insure your identity? Now let's get back to today's discussion. Well, thanks for listening to Profiling Evil Podcast, Season 1 and 2 of the Academy series. We've bundled these episodes together for people like you who want to really binge listen. If there are some of you out there who want to space it out, you figure out the schedule and go to them as you can. Well, hey, folks, listening to true crime stories can really trigger negative feelings and thoughts in some people. So if you or someone you know is experiencing trauma as a result of crime, please reach out to your medical or your mental health provider and get some help. And if you've been victimized, call your local police agency and ask for help. Hey, thanks so much for supporting Profiling Evil. I hope you'll consider joining our channel memberships over on YouTube. It's a place where you can provide us a little more support. As a channel member, you'll get more information a little more quickly, and you'll be a part of the team that's helping us grow. And if you'd like to donate to Profiling Evil, you can always do so through PayPal or by visiting our website at profilingevil.com and look for the little donate button. The Profiling Evil podcast series is created by the Profiling Evil Network, and the information contained in it is copyrighted. So don't copy or reuse it without getting our permission. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon. at the next crime scene. Hey folks, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is TruthFinder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your online date, give TruthFinder a try. I'm including a special link below with special discount pricing, but you got to click the link and enter EVIL10 at checkout. Now, we're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, but you can cancel at any time.